bugs that don't need wings to fly. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. While most of us need plane tickets and passports for intercontinental air travel, microbes can make the trip on a cloud of dust. Dale Griffin's a microbiologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in St. Petersburg, Florida. He says in the summer, the Caribbean and southeastern U.S. get lots of dust blown in from the Sahara Desert. He and his colleagues wanted to see whether this dust carried any hitchhikers.
If we take air samples on St. John in the Virgin Islands on clear days versus days when there's African dust in the atmosphere, we usually recover about 10 times more microorganisms than when there's no dust in the air.
That includes many different types of bacteria, fungi, and possibly viruses. Before, scientists thought that exposure to the sun's ultraviolet light killed the microbes in dust clouds. But Griffin says the clouds may be thick enough to filter out much of the light.
So microbes traveling at lower altitudes in those clouds don't receive the higher doses that the microbes at the higher altitudes do.
What the researchers still need to learn is whether these microbes are actually responsible for diseases seen in plants, animals, or humans. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.